Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, again, I don't know if this is complaining or not. It's just simply an observation from the game. Just last week, I didn't have to go too far back. Actually, no, it's not last week. It's 2 weeks ago. This is from September 11th. Matt Nagy spoke to the media. This is what he had to say about Juwan Taylor and the penalties. These are not my words. This is the offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Speaking to the obvious, the penalties, that can't happen. And so that's where we're at. We've made it loud and clear. Juwan knows that. He understands it. It's something that, especially in a moment like that in that game, when things are a little bit off kilter now with the personnel, and you start to move the ball, you have a couple positive plays, and then boom, a penalty or a second. You know, so three penalties and a hold, not good enough. He knows that. When there's no one hiding from it, he's not hiding from it. He understands what's expected, and I think he's ready for that challenge here as we go.
All right. Accountability is something that sounds really good. It really does. It sounds good. There's certain, like, buzzwords that, man, fans love to hear. And accountability is one of those words that, as fans, we love to hear. We realize that we can't do anything, so they got to do something. Hey, this guy isn't playing well. You know what the accountability is? Yell at him. Scream at him. Go make him run suicides. Go make him run stairs. That's what my coach used to make me do. Accountability is sitting a guy on the bench. It all sounds good until you have to do it. They told me, I didn't come up with this. They told me that enough was enough with the penalties from Juwan Taylor and was that something had to be done and it had to stop. That's what they told me. And it sounds good. We all were applauding him. Yeah, I want to see it. Yeah, I want to see it. Okay, I want to see it too. Fast forward to the game. They had another drive that was stalled because of a penalty from Juwan Taylor. That has happened a lot since he has taken over. We know it's happened a lot. Mahomes runs for 17 yards and converts a first down, and you got the same tone and energy from everybody. We all knew when we saw the flag and where the flag was thrown. Oh, it's on that guy again, isn't it? They come out holding number 74. It's gotten so bad, people. You saw this yesterday. I'm not making this up. They had a graphic ready on Sunday Night Football for how he's lined up incorrectly. They don't just randomly come up with that. That is something that they have been putting together Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that they are figuring out all the things that they think they need for the broadcast. They're not just coming up with them on the fly. They knew this was going to be something that they were going to use. There is nothing more telling than that to me. Rob, am I joking? They had an illegal formation graphic ready. They don't have that ready for any other team in the league. I'm serious. They don't have that ready for any other team except the Chiefs because they know who's going to commit the penalty. If they want me to believe accountability, what does that look like for Juwan Taylor? That's an honest question. Hey, Matt, you said that the penalties have got to stop. Another penalty that stalled a drive from your right tackle happened. You have an alternative option if you want to go to it. You got a guy right there in Jalen Moore that you guys spent a lot of money on that obviously you liked that is standing over there right next to you, ready to get into the game. What does accountability look like? Are you guys preparing to make a change? What if a penalty happens? You can get away with that stuff against the Giants. You can. They're not a good enough team. You cannot turn a first down against the Ravens on Sunday into a third and long because, again, of a penalty from Jawan Taylor. You cannot do that. I'm serious. I'm sorry. You cannot do that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.